Game one of a three-game set between the Astros and Athletics. Josh Reddick exchanging the lineup card with former manager Bob Melvin before the game. We'll take it to the top of the fifth, Norichika Aoki facing Kendall Graveman.
Here's the 1-0 pitch by Kendall, and Aoki, it's a deep drive into right. Canna's going back on this, turning around, and we have a tie ball game on a home run to right field by Nori Aoki. A's 1, Astros 1. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 1-1 side top of the sixth inning. And the Astros have McCann, who's over third, Gonzalez at first. And it's on the way, and Aoki swings and dribbles it past them out. A tough play. Charge Rosales, throw to first, not in time. The run scores, and the Astros take a 2-1 lead. A little chopper by the mound, and it's an infield single. Rosales did all he could with a flip and one motion over to Healy. Scoring from third was McCann. Gonzalez went to third.
2-1. Line down the right field side. It's in the corner. It's extra bases for Altuve as Canna chases it down. Jose around first. And in a second, he'll stop there with a double, and he is 3-for-3 tonight. Man, he's just good. 3-2 pitch. Runners go. Swung on line toward right center field in the gap. He's going to score at least one. Correa's home. Around third is Bregman. They're going to wave him. He'll score without a throw. Comes into second base, and the Astros cash in two more. A two-run double from Brian McCann, and it's 5-1 Houston. Hit sharply towards short. Correa's there. Down to Inigo's Altuve for one, and on to Gonzalez for two. They turn it 6-4-3, and the A's are done in the seventh. We're through seven. 5-1 Astros.
7-2 Astros is your final score. Dallas Keuchel strikes out seven while allowing just one earned run in his second win of the year. Jose Altuve has now reached base safely in 11 straight plate appearances. Bob Melvin and his Athletics couldn't figure out the Astros on Friday. Here's the Oakland skipper on the team's loss.
Yeah, you know what? His first couple of games this year, he worked really hard. He threw a lot of pitches for the amount of time he was out there. He didn't feel great, and I just wasn't going to mess around with it. So makes no sense to have him keep pitching if, you know, we feel like something could potentially happen and he's too important to what we're doing and, you know, just can't mess around with it. He just didn't feel great. I mean, it's one of those nights where you don't feel, you're just not getting as loose as you normally do.
So is this something that popped up in spring training?
No. Kinda... No. He was pitching well.
The play they got reviewed, the LB infield hit.
Yeah.
It looked like Healy got that ball in the palm of his glove instead of the pocket. Do you think that may...
You know what? And it was more of a just kind of a prayer. I from what I was hearing, I didn't think I was going to win it, but you may as well take a shot if it's that close. It was that important to play, and Ryan makes a great pitch right there. Just one of those... You know, instances where wasn't hit hard enough, and, you know, Rosie came and got it as quickly as he could, got it to first, and just didn't, he just beat, you know, because he's a fast runner, he just beat the play. So, unfortunately, sometimes you make a pitch, and it ends up not working out for you.
And are the errors an area of concern for you right now, or do you think it's just a rough patch you guys are going to get through?
Probably a little of both. We're always concerned about, you know, our defense, and... You know, we haven't been consistent. As a matter of fact, we've been inconsistent here, especially recently. So, yes, it's an area of concern. We can't give away runs and you know, extra outs to a team like that.
What was going on with Ryan and his pitching? Did he just not really have good control or kind of lose it?
No, he gets two outs and then gives up a hit and then, walks a guy? And then hits, you know, number to second base. You know, any other time that's ground ball to second, the inning's over. So, no, I thought he threw the ball well.
Is there any way to stop Jose
Altuve? Yeah, we're not the only team that has that problem. Everybody does. And he uses the whole field, as you saw. He'll pull one in the hole between short and third. He hits one the other way to right field. And then on top of that, you know, he's going to be able to steal some bases and affect the pitcher's tempo. So, he's... You know, he's one of the better players in the league for a reason.
As you said, Graven looked like he was pitching well.
He was pitching well.
Any suspicion something was wrong with his
No, I just, he just wasn't 100% loose. And on a cold night, if he didn't feel great, I just didn't feel like it was worth the risk.
Any sense that he'll be able to make it?
My guess is, yeah. Yeah, he keeps the ball down. And even when, you know, you feel like you get a decent swing on him, he's always at the bottom of the knee and the ball has late movement. You beat it into the ground, and when he's getting a lot of ground balls like that, it means he's on his game.
The Astros' Lance McCullers Jr. will square off against the Athletics' Sean Manaea in Game 2 on Saturday.